Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Do have some breaking news here. And it's not necessarily small news. Interim head coach Mike Kafka said quarterback Jackson Dart is still in concussion protocol and has been ruled out for Sunday's game.
Are they going to eat a W or not?
Well,
that's who's in.
That kind of kills one of our Calvin Shepard cuts for later. We're going to play the Lions defensive coordinator. Although, what did he call? The question was, do you expect Jackson Dart to run less because he's coming off a concussion? And he answered it, and then he referred to Jameis Winston. Do you remember what he called him?
Jay Boogie.
He said, whether we get Dart or we get Jay Boogie. And I'm like, that's right on the money. He is so Jay Boogie. And apparently we're going to get Jay Boogie.
Is Jameis Winston somebody who was so cringeworthy to start his career, and now you... Is he won you over a little bit?
1,000%.
I
went from really not liking the awkwardness of Jameis Winston to now loving the goofiness of Jameis Winston.
Stuffing crab legs and butter down his
pants.
See,
I went the opposite, Doug.
Really?
I used to like him, and now I'm like, who is this even real? I don't even know if he's real. He's bought into this whatever character he's built up in so much. It's
the
it's
character.
Corny. I laugh at him.
The character is Jay Boogie.
Yeah.
I think his personality has become a little bit infectious. Like, his teammates are starting to buy into it a little bit. Like, okay, this guy's, he's not so bad.
I don't think they hate him or anything, but I also don't think they take him seriously.
Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know if he's a great leader. I don't know if he's yeah. ever going to be this great quarterback in the NFL, but he's a very capable backup. He's not afraid to take chances. He's got talent. He's just a little weird.
248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. Bill in Sterling Heights. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hey. Whatever the Lions are doing, two things I wanted to talk about real quick. First, Jameis, whatever they're doing, they have to try something different because it doesn't seem like it's working. But yeah. I'm going to preface that by saying I love Jameson Williams. I think he's a, I mean, he's a good dude. I think he's a good dude, and he just is dumb, and I think the community has really embraced him.
He's young, yeah. And you know, as a parent of kids that are roughly similar ages, I know that they say and do dumb things, but they just don't do it in front of millions of people.
Right, and he's too talented to take off the field. And the other thing I wanted to say real quick is, you know, the wings are really frustrating the crap out of me. You know, I just noticed it last night. What is the deal with Sebastian Cosa? I mean, the guy, I think he's played 5 games again. He's got a 1.6 goals against, and for the life of me, I have no idea why Sebastian Cosa is not playing goal for the Detroit Red Wings right now.
Well, he got hurt early, I think, to either the beginning of the season or late in training camp, and so he's just getting back into it, and... Right now, they've got two healthy goaltenders, the veteran healthy goaltenders. So I think the first crack that somebody is not healthy, he'll get his opportunity. But he just came back to Grand Rapids.
All right. Because I just noticed, who was it? Was it Andy? He gave up 5 goals on like 26 shots.
Yeah, Gibson was, it was like five on 22 to start. And then maybe they had a couple shots at the end of the game that he was able to save. And he made some really good saves. But nonetheless, it's 5 goals on 22 shots earlier in that game. And the previous game, the Red Wings blew a 4-1 lead that they had going into the third period when Gibson had started, where he gave up 3 goals in the third period and then gave up the one in overtime.
I didn't watch the game. I mean, I know you can't always judge it by that, but because I didn't watch the game, but
it wasn't good.
It just, yeah.
I'll save you trouble.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we got to see. He's supposed to be the dude, right?
Well, Bill, to be fair to you, Bill, I did have Sebastian Coase on my show sheet because I'm wondering at what point are they going to want to take a serious look at him? And because neither goaltender has been great for the Red Wings, Talbot has certainly been better in his last, I think, 6 starts or 6 appearances. He's been a lot better in net for the Red Wings. But we're still talking about goaltenders that have below a 900 save percentage. And their goals against average is nothing special either. Now, the league has changed a little bit that those numbers aren't as good as they used to be anyway, but those aren't very good. And consistency is a big problem with this team through the first 21 games.
I remember talking to somebody in the league that told me goalies can have long runways. Mm-hmm. Like just because you don't see them in the first 30 minutes doesn't mean they're not going to be really, really good in this league. But it's been a bit of a long runway here. Is this third year in the organization? It's his third year in the organization.
Is it? Well, he was a first round pick.
Might be his fourth. Sorry, yeah, might be his fourth year in the organization. We're getting to the point where.
Hey. Well, but when you're drafting 18-year-olds for goaltenders, it is a longer runway. Yeah. You don't see many break in that young, and goaltenders are strange. There are goaltenders that start off in their early 20s and are fantastic for a couple of years and then completely flame out, and then there's guys that'll play forever. Be very pedestrian, and then all of a sudden something clicks when they're 30.
Yeah. My biggest concern with J-Mo is getting hurt on one of his ridiculous end zone flips. That will hurt the team immensely. That's from Mike in Highland. Another one here. I know you cannot slam dunk the post, but I did not know you couldn't hug it. Dave at work, who then adds, can I hug the orange touchdown markers?
Don't do it.
I probably wouldn't. Do you guys have any idea why the NFL has so many stupid-ass rules and penalties? The game is becoming so freaking technical, and it sucks. Freaking.
They're so afraid of people having fun.
But they're less afraid than they used to be. You can do a lot more now than you used to be.
Yeah, they restrict it. You can only do it for like 10 seconds, and then you got to get out of the end zone. You can't, the choreographed stuff, you can't do it for too long. You can't touch anything with the goalposts. Anything that comes near your neck, they're going to say, you can't do that. That's you're simulating a death. That's a throat slit or whatever. And come on. Anybody taking that stuff really seriously?
Next text. I really hate taunting penalties in the NFL. I understand penalties for anything insinuating gun violence or other criminal behavior, but let the guys have some fun.
Well, the taunting.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What they're concerned about is that taunting leads to confrontation, which leads to fights, which leads to ejection.
Yeah.
And they don't want that. And I can understand that to a point.
Mm-hmm. If you can do the Lambo leap, you should be able to hump the goalposts. That's what I'm texting.
What if you can't do the Lambeau leap like Jared Goff can't do the Lambeau leap? Can't do the Ford Field leap.
Mike in Ann Arbor says, all Lions fans do not love him, as you said, Doug. He's a complete knucklehead. He's going to continue to make bad decisions on and off the field. Trade him. Well, complete knucklehead, all right? If that is what he is right now, or that's what he was on Sunday, what is he going to be next Sunday? What I mean by that is, Mike, you don't allow the kid a chance to grow up. Yes, he continues to make mistakes, but at some point, everybody has him. Not everybody. I shouldn't say everybody. You're right, because I shouldn't have said everybody loves him. Many in Detroit still love him. Fewer will if it continues, but, you know, at some point, many people grow up or mature or understand the error of their ways. I had a relative who was in a line of work where he was known as a door guy.
Okay.
His job was to burst down doors so that people could charge in and make arrests.
Okay.
Early in his career, he remembers elderly, his superiors tell him, you can always first thing try the knob.
Right. Try to open the door before you barge through it.
And he said, no, I'm going to burst the door down. And then he got to be a little bit older and he said, you know, trying the knob's not a bad idea. And then the point is, you get, you grow up and you see things differently.
Well, I'll push back on the term complete knucklehead. I don't like that because it's, you're attacking him as a person as well. And Shane was a great guy. He does great things in the community. He loves the kids in Detroit. Does a ton for that. And he's a special football player as well. Does he make some mistakes? Absolutely. And you'd like to curtail that. But because the guy jumped on the goalpost, don't call him a complete knucklehead. You can say it's a mistake. You want to trade him? Okay, trade him, I guess, if that's what you want to do. I don't think that's what the majority of people want to do.
I think it's a sign of immaturity or lack of professionalism because I doubt this wasn't at any point told. You know, they have long team meetings where everybody goes over everything. And if you drift off in said meaning and miss that that's a rule, that's on you, and that's a lack of professionalism. Or you're immature and in the moment, you forgot, but got it. He did it. You got to cut back on it. Every time something like this happens, though, fewer and fewer people will be on board. And Mike in Ann Arbor, I guess, is an example of it.
But what we're not seeing is the sleeping through the meetings and getting in trouble like that, like a Keon Coleman is.
Yeah.
Where Keon Coleman missed another game last night because, for whatever reason, they're going to keep to themselves. But the reports are that he's been missing meetings or sleeping in meetings.
Gator, something said on our show has just made its way into the Lions locker room. Legitimately.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to what was said on our show that made its way into the Lions locker room today at 11:47. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.